I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Before I get to my next guest, just a quick update. The trial of St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery did kick off today. Yesterday it was supposed to, and they couldn't get him over to the courtroom. Elliot Davis, former Fox reporter who is an independent journalist on Facebook, has been covering this, and he says they're taking a lunch break now after testimony from Tammy Ross, who is the acting jail commissioner. He is accused, of course, of handcuffing her. She spent more than 2 hours on the stand. That's just one of the accusations filed against Montgomery. Elliot says the sheriff was brought into the courtroom in handcuffs and leg shackles by two federal marshals. He is in federal custody about 100 miles outside of St. Louis. That's what we found out yesterday. He's in Illinois, which is kind of weird, but they worked with the feds. They made arrangements for him to get to trial. The whole thing is bizarre, but it is underway. I also know that Steve Butts was in the jury pool yesterday. I don't know if he got on this jury, but he was up for jury duty because he lives in the city. And if you live in the city, you get called for jury duty approximately every month. All right, there's this new movie documentary about the Palisades fire, which is called Paradise. I can't talk today. Abandoned.
How did a single spark incinerate my hometown?
It just goes and goes and goes.
The worst natural disaster that our city has ever experienced.
The only way that the cats wouldn't be okay is if all of the Palisades burned down. We both looked at each other and went, of course that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's crazy. And we covered this quite a bit with the help of our friend Brian Ping, who is an anchor at KNX in Los Angeles. And he was outstanding when all these fires were taking place. Rob Montz, I heard him on with Laura Ingraham the other night and was really impressed. He's the director of this documentary, and he joins us this afternoon. Hey, Rob, how are you? Thank you so much for coming on here in St. Louis at 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So just to be clear from the beginning here, the documentary is going to be on YouTube, but it's not quite out or available yet, is it?
I got to get the plug in, and thank you for that. Yeah, the documentary is screening in Los Angeles later this month. I was advertising it, but we're now completely overbooked. We're going to get a couple hundred people there, but then we're releasing the documentary for free on my YouTube channel, which is just my name at YouTube, at Rob Montz. So if people are interested in watching it the second that it gets released, which will be probably the first week after the holidays, they can just go and subscribe there.
M-O-N-T-Z, Rob Montz, if you're looking. Yeah, because I'm very interested in this. And for whatever reason, I think a lot of us were fascinated here in the middle of the country. I know, I don't know the Palisades extremely well, but I know the L.A. area relatively well. I haven't been there. I used to do some movie stuff out there when I reviewed films. But this was captivating just to see the scale of this fire and to see how much happened so quickly. But this is an area that you grew up in, right? About 2 miles from the start of this fire. So tell the story and how this affected you, your neighbors, and why you decided to make this documentary.
I'm a Palisades kid, born and bred, man. and I'm 42 years old, and my only marketable skill is telling visual stories. It's the only thing that anyone would pay me money to do. So when this completely odd, apocalyptic, catastrophic thing happened in January, we're just a couple embers, not that far from where I grew up, were able to grow big enough that they incinerated, swallowed whole, the most valuable real estate in Los Angeles, my hometown, destroyed the livelihoods of people that have known me since I was 6 weeks old. It felt more like I was compelled by the universe to make something. So the documentary initially started out as we wanted to make the definitive investigation into why it got so bad. Something this large tends to have a million different explanations that are proffered by people all over the political spectrum. And having dug into it, I can tell you definitively about 95% of what people got told is wrong or irrelevant. So the documentary is intended to identify the specific human errors in the state, municipal government that allowed this catastrophe to happen. And that was the initial intention, but what we ended up finding over the course of the investigation is a gigantic scandal that basically hasn't been reported on at all about the fire, which is what happened on the second day of the fire. And I can get into that if you'd like to talk about it.
No, hold your thoughts on that, because I have a question. So when you say, and I think you don't get, this is not a political documentary, right?
No, I mean, my first job was at the Cato Institute, so you can probably guess where my politics lie.
So we aligned here on this radio station, so that's fine. But I would
assume so. They've kind of evolved since then as I grow up, but that's essentially some right-wing political instincts. But more than anything with the document, I ended up interviewing probably 70 people from the Palisades for this documentary. Only a few of those interviews ended up making the final doc.
Of course.
But particularly about the human errors, it's individual affected Palisadians recounting what they saw. It's just the raw reality of what happened. And you can say that has a political spin to it, or you can say they're just describing objective reality as to why their house is now a pile of dirt.
So when you say, I want to get to the scandal and what happened after, but when you say that a lot of the stuff that we were told was not right, can you cite a couple of examples of that?
Well, I'll say the one you want it. One of climate change is irrelevant. And I did see when I went on Fox News that Gavin Newsom is back on his BS now, saying that climate change was the main reason why the fires got so bad. And there's a corollary of that, which is this, that this fire was the inevitable result of the rules of nature, that there's just something about nature that occasionally it will engulf an entire town whole. All that stuff is just red herrings, distraction, people trying to obscure their own faults. I do say, though, I don't think that the fact that the mayor wasn't in town ultimately mattered that much.
Right.
I know
right.
a lot of people pounced on that. That does not mean that she doesn't have some things she's culpable for and needs to be held to account. They're just not quite the things that I think people identified. I think the fact that she was in Ghana ultimately did not make a difference in terms of
fair enough
why the fire got
right.
so bad.
So you feature someone. I heard this clip, I think, the other night when I was listening to you on with Laura Ingraham. But there's a woman named Miriam, and I know you spoke to a lot of the residents. But she is an interesting case because she's right along the fire line, but her house doesn't burn down, does it?
It doesn't. She's exactly where the fire, because it starts up in the hills, makes first contact with the Palisades. And as you'll see in the documentary, everything above her block burned down, to the left, to the right, and below it all burned down. Everything in her immediate surrounding area other than her block burned down. That is a little bit strange, and I can assure you it's not because angels from the heaven came down and protected it. It's because she had to fight tooth and claw to get some basic brush clearing done in the immediate perimeter around her block. And she walks us through it in real time, where the fire got to and exactly where the fire died out, right? And as part of this, we kind of go into some of the brush clearing policy lunacy in California. But she's walking proof positive that something as simple as that, having been done throughout the Palisades, which people have been calling for decades, I think would have almost certainly saved a lot of houses.
Whose responsibility in theory is that to clear the brush? Is that a state, a county, a city? What is the official line on that?
the vast majority of the hillside immediately surrounding the Palisades owned by the good people of the state of California government. And they are actually legally required to clear it. And they have been repeatedly fined by local fire departments for not clearing their own brushland. And instead, what the state of California said is, we're actually going to require individual Palisades residents to apply for a permit that they pay for out of pocket, and they have to clear it themselves. And so, shockingly enough, setting up that sort of system leads to a suboptimal amount of brush clearing.
I would say.
And I think I tried to get into this with Laura. I think she was a little bit annoyed at me for speaking excessively philosophically, but I've been assured by multiple people that watch her that her base level is annoyance and irritants of people not getting to the point quick enough. So I did about average, which is in California, the people that run it, yes, it is like a progressive leftist mindset, but it's a philosophy that essentially does not respect nature's violence. It considers nature this precious, fragile thing that needs to be protected from human intervention.
Right, right, right.
And the reality of those hills that are filled with chaparral is that fire is not an external artificial imposition of man. Fire has been burning in those hills since way before there was any civilization there. And fire is actually an essential element for the health of the hills themselves.
Absolutely.
As made evident in the chaparral, which actually use fire in their own reproduction, right?
Yes. So
there's also a base level, just like philosophical framework that's become quite popular that doesn't respect the inherent risks and violence of nature. And if you have people like that running your state for long enough, the risk just ratchets up, and then you get this confluence of different events on January 7th, which leads to this complete and utter catastrophe.
So when you talk about, we're on limited time here, and a lot of this is going to be told in the movie. Rob Motz is here. His documentary, Paradise Abandoned, Inside the Pacific Palisades Fire, will be available on YouTube after the holidays. But get into the scandal just a little bit and describe what you're referring to there.
I mean, I can just say on day two of the fire, so after the first day, the winds had died down substantially. Los Angeles had been flooded with fire crews because California has a policy of mutual aid, so there's tons of fire crews there. They've staffed up. And multiple high-ranking state and municipal officials are holding flashy press conferences on the beach next to the Palisades, promising the American people to do everything in their power to save this town.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And at that exact moment, the streets of the Palisades are empty. There are no firefighters there. There are none. Or there's a couple in a couple different pockets, but they're not doing anything. We get into that in the documentary. And something like 1,000 buildings and structures that had survived the initial 24 hours of the fire are burned to a crisp by that evening. And that's where you get the title from. And the documentary goes into that part of the story and gets into some of the why and some of the who about this part of the fire that I think is basically not appreciated by people that are by the broader public.
Well, so for example, some of the firefighters, they were basically ordered to stand down, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's amazing.
Yeah. So what's up with that?
I know.
What's up with that? Why'd that happen?
Right, right.
That's a little funky, right?
I think
you
a lot.
Didn't hear about
a lot
that
funky.
On 60 Minutes.
No, we did not. Which is why I'm very
interested.
Didn't
hear that on CNN or CBS. I don't think anyone else mentioned this. I can't imagine why. I can't imagine why. Well, but yeah, that happened, man.
This is why I love, you know, especially some of these independent films like this. I don't know if you're familiar with what Liz Collin did with the fall of Minneapolis and the aftermath of George Floyd. But I always say, watch the first 15 minutes of that, and you're going to see things that you've never seen in the national media. And there's no reason you haven't seen them outside of the fact that it didn't fit the narrative. So this may be a little different circumstance, but I can't wait to see the movie. I was personally very fascinated about all this stuff. How's the recovery, or is there a recovery right now? Because we don't hear about this anymore.
It is. I think it's going slower than it should have. My mom, whose house burned down in defiance of logic, but in ways that I've ultimately found heroic, is actually going to rebuild her house. And she's hit some regulatory stumbling blocks. I mean, just the raw truth is very few new buildings have been built yet. I think it's definitely less than 10. And that, of course, has something to do with this ridiculous regulatory mishmash that California imposes on construction.
Well, so Rob, yeah, slow. Do me a favor. You know, this is the kind of interview that I tell my producer when I'm done. I'm like, save that for a best of interview, which means it's going to probably air during Christmas week, and that'll be right before the release. So keep us posted. We'll have you back. I really want to watch the movie myself. So thank you for coming on this afternoon. It's a story that needs to be told. I really appreciate you getting on here with us in St. Louis.
Yeah, they can just check it out at Rob Montz's YouTube if they'd like to see it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, M-O-N-T-Z is the way you spell his last name.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.